at this time, it is Friday Frivolity, and we say hello to Travis.
Good morning. Good morning, P1s. Good morning, Donnie and Matt. We are awaiting the big freeze. The ice and the snow is upon us. So I thought I'd throw together a little snow and ice game.
All right.
Ice, ice, baby. What's up?
Yes.
Don't shake your head, Don.
It's the one rap song I know.
It's so bad.
I don't know that it could be, like, do you consider, it's a rap song.
Yeah,
ice, ice, baby?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Even in its simplest form.
From a local guy? I mean, doesn't get better than that.
It's a Queen song.
No, because that one goes ding, 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 ding.
Exactly.
Right.
Same thing.
Right.
It's not the same thing. You're right.
It's different.
But man, I'm going to expand. Just like you've expanded my palate on beer, I'm definitely going to expand your knowledge of hip hop. Good God, if this is the only rap song you know.
Well, let's see how much he knows about ice. Not the kind that falls from the sky.
We got you.
Number one, and let's start with Matt McLaren. What year produced the single largest one-day snowfall ever recorded in Dallas-Fort Worth? Was it A, 1964? Was it B, 1978? Was it C, 2010? Or was it D, 2021?
The biggest single day?
Biggest, largest one-day snowfall.
2010.
That is correct. Matt McLaren
nine.
On the board first.
2010, I'm trying to remember that.
It was 12 and a half inches.
Yep.
Almost Jonah Falco.
February 11th through the 12th is 24-hour total. Was about 11 to 12 inches. I think 11.2 was the official.
Of ice. That's ridiculous.
Ice and snow. Ice and snow.
All right.
Donovan. The infamous Thunder Sleet event in DFW occurred during which winter storm?
I remember Thunder Sleet.
Thunder Sleet.
I hope you remember the year, because was it in 2009? Was it in 2010? Was it in 2011? Or 2021?
It wasn't 21, and I'm going to say 2009, the first one.
2009 is incorrect.
And I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Dylan.
Dylan, you gave me the answer.
Thundersleep.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, he led I'm you. Listening to Dylan.
And that's probably where you went astray
probably
right there.
Thunder.
Right there. No, it was January and February of 2011 was when we had our thunder sleet.
Oh, that was Super Bowl time here in Texas.
Was.
Indeed. Indeed.
And wasn't the All-Star game here that year also? NBA All-Star game. I'm going to say yes.
I think so.
Why not?
I'm going to say yes. And more then All-Star we had games. That thunder sleet.
Yeah, thunder sleet. 1-0 here in Ice Ice, baby, as we prepare for the snow and ice this weekend.
This test is definitely culturally biased.
Well, collaborate and listen.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
All right, Matt. What unusual problem occurred at AT&T Stadium during Super Bowl preparations during the winter storm of 2011? Was it A, the roof froze shut? B, ice fell from the roof? C, the field froze solid? Or D, the stadium wasn't frozen because of the glare from the sun?
Well, I know ice fell from the roof.
The roof.
So. B.
That is correct, as Matt takes a commanding.
I remember seeing that, the video
right,
of that, and
yeah.
I was like, man, if that had landed on somebody, I guess it slices you in half, I don't know.
And weren't there some seating that was damaged as well, right, that they couldn't put people in and they got sued for it?
Because
they
sold
tickets?
I thought it was just obstructed seats.
Was that what it was?
Obstructed views, I think that was the case.
Donovan.
Huh?
You're down 2-0 here.
I know.
You know nothing about winter weather, but we're going to keep asking
you
questions.
I'm more of a Summer Olympics guy.
Oh, okay. Okay. Which DFW winter event is most associated with the massive power grid failure across Texas?
21.
Don't even need to give you answer choices because you nailed it.
Yeah,
February
we all remember
of 21.
That one.
Wow. I was trying to set him up for success.
Wrapped up in blankets.
It's hard to forget that.
It really is, man. That's something that we've just never, ever had to live through before. That's an event that will always, always be front of mind.
It just lasted for so long.
Yeah, and every storm afterwards will be compared to 2021.
Yeah, because there's establishments now that are saying, we remember 21. We are prepared. If you need water and stuff, we have it ready to go. I'm like, it's only going to be like 2 days.
Right, it'll be fine.
Man, that 2021, though, with the blackouts, we were directly affected by that.
That was a crazy.
That was nuts. And then when it clicked on, you oh my gosh, and you go and try to do things before it clicked off again. Right.
Yeah, we were by a fire station last time, and now we're not.
Oh,
so,
okay. You don't have priority.
Yeah. That's why same thing with my brother, why he had power, because they lived close enough to a fire station.
We're right around the corner.
They never lost power.
Yep. So we're
amazing.
We got a couple family members that live near the hospital and the fire station. So if it goes south, we got somewhere to go. I think we're on Matt, correct?
Yes.
Which of these years featured a rare Christmas Eve snowfall in DFW? Was it A, 1998, B, 2000, C, 2009, or D, 2015?
It's a very good question because I don't recall any
Thanks,
of these.
Thanks, man. Worked hard on this.
Christmas Eve snowfall.
I very vividly remember this one.
I do like the Christmas.
Thanks, killer.
I will go with D.
That is incorrect. It was 2009.
Dylan finally got one right.
Coming through on one there. Yeah, I remember leaving my grandma's house Christmas Eve, me and my cousin driving home in the snow.
I was trying to remember if I was in Cedar Hill or Duncanville. I always... In 2009, I do remember the Cedar Hill snow.
It got like a couple inches, I want to say. It was nice. It was cool.
Yeah, was it?
I think, well, as a child, snow. It was pretty awesome.
Snow
is Christmas,
awesome.
For Christmas,
yes,
it's awesome.
Snow is fantastic. Okay. It's the ice that messes it up.
Donovan, what decade was the snowiest of all time in DFW? Was it A, the 1970s, B, the 1930s, C, the 2010s, or D, the 1960s? The snowiest decade.
Snowiest.
It is 2-1 here.
I have a little bit of recency bias.
Okay.
So I'm going to eliminate the 30s and eliminate the 60s.
Snow. Okay.
What are the last two?
As well.
That leaves you with the 70s and the 2010s.
Give me the 2010s.
You'd cut it in half,
it's the
correct.
70s?
It's the 70s.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's the 70s by about 10 inches
that.
Or so. Oh, do you?
Little baby me.
That's a tough one.
Weren't you born in like 70, what?
9. And it's snowing.
He remembers the reports of them saying this was the snowiest decade of all time.
I remember being a little baby, my mom carrying me out from the hospital and snow hitting me in the face. I was like, it was horrible.
I do have a ton of pictures of us in the backyard all bundled up with snow. Why didn't I even think that was the snowiest decade?
God.
That's on me.
It really is. It
That's
really is.
I just knew it just couldn't possibly be the 30s.
I think 30s was actually number 2.
I'm sure it was.
Matt, what was the most snow ever recorded in a single day in Texas? Was it A, 14 inches, B, 18 inches, C, 26 inches, or D, 32 inches?
I'm just going to go all the way up, because who knows in the panhandle, man?
Nothing can stop you.
I'll go 32.
All the way up.
I'll go 32 inches.
My lighter's up.
Thank you.
Sorry, say that again.
32.
You said 32. That is incorrect. In Hillsboro in 1929,
really?
26 inches.
Wow.
I would have thought it would be in the panhandle up by Amarillo or somewhere.
Donovan, what was the coldest temperature ever recorded in Texas? Was it negative 10, negative 17, negative 23, or negative 30?
Negative 30? What is this, Antarctica?
It's Texas.
What's the second one, negative 17? Give me that one.
No.
Dang.
No, you didn't want that one. You wanted C, negative 23 in the panhandle. Tulia, on February 12th, tell me if you trust this, 1899, it was negative 23 degrees. And then in Seminole in West Texas on February 8th.
That's my uncle's from.
1933.
Mm.
The 1899 temp, I have some questions.
Yeah,
about.
How they even measure temperature back then.
Right.
You couldn't go get an operation. Are we going to trust them with temperatures?
You could get all that back then.
How accurate was it, though?
That.
How accurate was it? Still 2-1. We've had a bit of a drought here in Ice, baby, preparing for the snow this weekend. Matt, what Texas city averages the most snowfall per year? Is it A, Dallas, B, Amarillo, C, Lubbock, or D, El Paso?
It has to be Amarillo.
We are back on the board, baby.
Okay.
Amarillo averaging 15 to 18 inches a year.
You think I can get to Amarillo by morning?
I'm cool with that. My lighter isn't up, but I like it.
Baldy.
I like it.
I've loved everything that's happened.
Okay.
Seven, so
okay.
Y'all are killing it. Hey, guys.
Donovan. Well, I don't like that one. I don't like that one. What's the most snowfall ever recorded in a 24-hour period anywhere in the United States? Is it 50 inches? Is it 60 inches? Is it 76 inches? Or is it 100 inches?
In a day?
In one 24-hour
period.
There's
no way.
I mean,
that is 100 inches.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's almost 12 feet tall.
So I'm going to go with B.
With B, 63 inches.
Yes.
That is the single day record. However, the 24-hour record occurred in Silver Lake, Colorado in 1921 when 76 inches of snow fell in the mountains.
Like, I'm surprised it's not Alaska. It's Colorado.
What is the coldest temperature ever recorded in the United States, Matt? Is it negative 60, negative 80? Negative 70, negative 80, or negative 100?
Negative 100. Wouldn't you just step outside and die? I have no idea.
It'd be like, what is the train movie where they stick that guy's arm outside the train and it freezes off?
The Day After Tomorrow.
Throw Mama from the train.
No, I think it's Icepiercer or something.
Planes,
Snowpiercer.
Trains, and Automobiles.
Snowpiercer. Okay.
Yeah, with Captain America in it. Yeah.
Snakes on a Train.
Christian Bale was in that
Snakes
too, right?
On a Train. I'd watch that one. Hell yeah. The sequel.
I'll just go minus 70.
You were very close. But in Alaska, in 1971 at Prospect Creek, negative 80 degrees.
That's ridiculous.
Negative 80 degrees.
And the wind chill is going to feel negative 5 around here. And if I step one toe outside, I may faint.
All right.
And just think negative 80.
During 2021, because I walked around because I saw it was like negative 4 or something. I was like, man, I've never experienced this before. It wasn't that bad.
I went to Kansas City one year, and like when I left here, it was 55 degrees. So I'm wearing a hoodie and jeans. When we got to Kansas City, it was 2 degrees with a wind chill was like negative 13.
Man, that's wild.
Speaking of wind chills, Donovan, what U.S. mountain location is famous for some of the strongest winds and coldest wind chills on Earth? Is it A, Pikes Peak? Is it B, Mount Hood? Is it C, Mount Washington? Or is it D, Denali? Just look into the dark, take a stab.
Ice, baby.
Pikes Peak, Mount Hood, Mount Washington, or Denali?
Give me Pikes Peak.
Pikes Peak is incorrect.
Give me Denali.
Denali is incorrect. Mount Washington.
Give me Mount Washington.
No, I've already given it to you.
I forgot they changed it back to Denali from Mount McKinley.
Right. Holding the U.S. record of negative 108 wind chill set in February of 2023.
Did that just burn your skin off?
Pretty much. It feels like you're dead if you're out there. Matt, let's get in two more here. What do you say? Which U.S. city is most likely to receive over 100 inches of snow in a single winter? Is it Syracuse, New York? Is it Erie, Pennsylvania? Is it Buffalo, New York? Or is it Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan?
If it was just 100 inches, I would have said Houston. But I will go with Buffalo.
That is incorrect. You're very close, though.
Syracuse.
Okay.
Syracuse, New York.
Syracuse. Snow
and I've been to Buffalo in February, and it is dreary and ugly. All the snow pushed to the side, and it's all black and stuff.
All together.
Exhaust and all that.
Man, it's...
Syracuse averages 127 inches of snow a year.
God, that seems excessive.
Why do they live there? Why do you live there? Buffalo is at like 105.
I guess with oranges.
Donovan, for a trillion points, what snow has fallen in all 50 states during which month? A, December, B, January, C, February, or D, March? Come on, Donnie, for a trillion points.
A trillion points, I will say snow has fallen in every state in the United States in the month of February.
And your winner... of Ice Baby.
Well done.
Matt McLaren, because it's January, you idiot.
Look at me.
Don't ever set me up like that, like I was the champion of the world.